Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Showers. Good afternoon. I am so glad that you joined me on today, and it is just such an awesome day today, and I'm thanking God for the love affair that he and I share. It's totally beyond compare, and it is just wonderful to be here. I am just thanking him for all things, and I know that you are doing the same, and I just want to say that if you have a question or anything of that nature, then what you need to do, you will need to hit the number one. I will see your hand raised. It'll be like you're raising your hand in the air. And once I see that your hand is raised, I will open up your mic in order for you to speak. But I am so glad that you have joined me on this morning and on this afternoon, should I say. And I am glad that you are with us on today. I just want to say to direct you to our website, www.themeplace.org. We are talking about blogging today, so I do encourage you to go there. I encourage you to sign up for blogging. We are getting ready to start a training on blog write, journaling your way to blogging. So you want to make sure you get to our website. Not to mention that there's a lot of information up there for you. So you want to make sure that you can take advantage of all of the information that we have for you. You can also go to JackieShowers.com. That's www.JackieShowers.com. But at the Me Place, our Mentor Empowerment Institute, that's where the information is going to be in reference to the blogging series that we're going to do. And it's journaling your way to blogging, helping you to get down what you need to get down. But I'm excited about today. I'm excited about the weather, because we're definitely in that season shifting where the weather is unpredictable, but it's becoming more predictable that it's going to be cold than it is going to be warm. And that's okay with us. But nevertheless, and in spite of, I wanted us to move forward because I want us to talk about this whole issue of blogging. And I do have a lot of people that often ask me about blogging, and they ask me about, how did you get started blogging? I don't know if I have anything to blog. What will I say? What will I do? Well, these are all questions that that I at one point asked myself. And I can remember I was very apprehensive about blogging. I started blogging really, I probably put my first blog entry up. I probably did that back in, I think it was about 2011 is when I put my first blog up, was back in 2011. If you go to my blog, if you go to our website, you can just hit blog and it'll take you to our blog. We are in the process of revamping our blog. But the blog that you will see is the blog that has all the information on it. But you'll be seeing a new face of our blog very soon. But I believe that when I made that first post on the blog, and I believe that it was probably it took me a long time to do it. I was a little apprehensive. I was a little nervous about blogging. Although I was writing a weekly e-blast every week, and I was e-blasting that. And if you're like me, I'm getting so I'm not that way as much as I used to be. But whenever God gives me something to do, I had to ponder over it. I had to do this. I had to do that. I had to make sure that this is what he was saying and all of that. So it took me a little while before I actually began to put the e-blast up there. I didn't look at it as blogging. I looked at that as I was placing an e-blog. I was doing an e-blast every week, and I was sending that e-blast out. So blogging to me was just, it was very different. So I found myself not really doing it. And then, as always, God began to say, you already got the material. All you have to do is just set up a blog and start doing it. And I created my own blog. I've done all my websites. I've done all my blogs myself. My next blog, I'll probably solicit more help. Because there's some other bells and whistles that I cannot do. But I wanted to share this with you. And as I said, many people, they often ask me about blogging and what blogging is all about and how do I do it? How do I start? What encompasses it? Does it cost me any money? All of these questions people ask me all the time. And there are people that follow me and people who've taken my coaching and what I do is I follow what they're doing. If they have blogs, I follow what they're doing. If they're not doing anything, I'm going to ask them, what are you doing? I don't see anything up on your blog. Because to me that's really important that you get your message out there and that you be consistent. So as we're going through and just talking about blogging a little bit, and as I said, if you have any questions, all you have to do is hit one, and I will open up your mics, and you will be able to share the information that you like to share. But all you have to do is hit the number one, and I'll open up your mic if you have any questions, or if you have any concerns in reference to that you'd like to ask, you'll be able to do that. But what I want to say is one of the things that I found that was the most important when it came to blogging was just to do it, not to be afraid of it, to just go ahead and to do it. Because the more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to become in doing it. And so I would say one of the things that I found was to just do it, was to just say, hey, make it happen. Let's do this. Let's not be afraid of it. I think that a lot of times we create a fear, an unhealthy fear that you don't necessarily have to have an unhealthy fear. But I think that sometimes we do create that fear, and as a result, it takes us a long time just to jump into it. But blogging is very easy, and one of the major platforms out there for blogging is WordPress. And so when you go on WordPress, it's very easy to set up your blog. That's something that we help you with as well, that we will show you how to set you up a blog, how to get your blog set up. If you feel like you don't want to set up a blog, then we'll help you. There's WordPress blogging, there's the Blogger, and these are sort of the two main platforms that people use. But there are other ones that have blogs, like Weebly has blog, and there are some others that you can also use in blogging. But I do want to say WordPress is considered to be the number one blogging app, number one blogging application out there. And then I would say it would be followed by Blogger. And sometimes WordPress can be a little frightening. And I just want to say there are two different platforms for WordPress. There's the free WordPress, and then there's the WordPress that you have to pay for. And so one WordPress is WordPress.com. WordPress.com, you can go up there, you can start blogging, and you can do it for free. It doesn't cost you anything. However, when you want to move over to becoming a professional blogger, you either want to go to the paid WordPress.com or you either going to go to WordPress.org, which you don't really own the property at WordPress.com, even if you pay for it. But you do own your property. It's like this is your online property. You do own your property when you host it at, say, WordPress.org. And WordPress.org, what you have to do is you will have to connect with a third party. And so you will connect with a third party hosting company like Bluehost, like GoDaddy, HostGator, or whatever hosting company that you're with. Ideally, you want to host with a company that can easily upload your WordPress blog in there, or if you haven't started a blog, when you start with them, you can just easily go in there and develop your blog. So you want to look at those companies. Some of the top companies are Bluehost, HostGator, GoDaddy. There are a number of them. However, you want to make sure that in the process of selecting a hosting company, you want to make sure that they can give you what you need. I want to say that WordPress.com does recommend Bluehost more than any of the other companies, but it's up to you. I use GoDaddy as my hosting company as I am making the switch over, switching my blog over into WordPress.com. I am going to use GoDaddy. I may decide to change it, and if I decide to go with another hosting company, more than likely I'll go with Bluehost, just because I've heard some good things about it. And some of the people that I follow, they use Bluehost as well. So I want you to keep that in mind, that you can start blogging immediately, and you can start blogging immediately free. And it's easy to set up your blog through WordPress.com. And again, I want to say it is free. However, you have to be careful. WordPress.com is not going to allow you to monetize your site, really. You won't be able to sell products and services on there. And if you do, they can snatch that site down. And so you want to be careful that doesn't happen. But I wanted to share that with you. And I've also designed some websites for individuals who wanted a website, and I've designed it on Weebly, and they're doing quite well on Weebly as well. So it depends on what you're looking for. It depends on how serious you are as well. If you're looking to seriously blog, and I would say if you have any product or service, you definitely want to blog. And blogs have changed because they become really websites. And so your whole goal with blogging is to build you an audience and build you a following. And I just want to say we go over all of this a lot more in depth when you take our training on blogging. And our training on blogging is Blog Right, Journaling Your Way to Blogging. And we're going to look at all of the different aspects of blogging, even how to monetize your site so you can use your site to make money. Because everything that you do, that's your goal, is that you want to make money. I mean, that's one of your goals. One of your primary goals is probably going to be that what you want to do is that you want to get your message out there. You know, in the Word of God, it tells us to, in Psalm 68:11, it says, the Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. We also know in Psalms 45, it talks about the called and the ready writer. And so you want to be a called, you want to have the pen of a ready writer, ready to put down what God has given you. And blogging is a way that you can do that. And you don't have to be afraid of it. You don't have to be frightened of it. It is a way that you can do it, and it's a way that you can do it cost efficiently. As I said before, WordPress.com is free all the time, but there are limitations to them. And so you want to make sure in those limitations that you will be able to do what you want. Now, some people they say, well, what really is a blog? What is a blog? A blog is really like an online journal or diary. And if you're accustomed to journaling and to writing your thoughts and things like that, then blogging would be easy for you because you've been doing it anyway. And so basically you're taking your journal and you're morphing it into blogging. And that's really what's happening. And so you become the author of it. You're the one who's going to decide, you know, what articles, what photos, what videos. You're the one who's going to decide what goes up there. You're going to be the content manager as well. And it's easy to get your blog started. If you don't know how, you can always go to our website, www.themeplace.org. You can hit coaching, and you'll see where you can sign up. So then if you want to learn more about blogging, as I said, we are getting ready to do a whole series on Blog Right, Journaling Your Way to Blogging, and you'll be able to sign up for it and help you as you go through this whole process of beginning to learn how to take what you're journaling, how to take what you're writing, and then making it into a blog, and then also getting traffic to come to your blog. So then people will begin to look at your blog and they'll say, okay, you know, I'm enjoying this, and how to use social media. We talk about how to use social media, because you want to use social media to get people to your blog. So you have to think of every means necessary, what you need to do in order for you to get people to your blog. Blogging is easy to do. It's not hard to do. It may look as though it's hard, but it's not. It's very easy to do. Once you get it set up, if you have problems setting up your blog, and you say, I'm just not that technical, nor do I have the graphical insight to do it, then you can always contact us. That's a service that we provide too. But in the process of starting your blog, you always want to make you a checklist, and you want to make sure as you're starting your blog, make a checklist so you can make sure that what you want to do with your blogging, that you're going to be able to do it. So you need to establish who's going to host your blog. If it's a WordPress.com blog, which is free but it has limitations, then you also want to look at WordPress.org. But with WordPress.org, you're going to have to get a domain. You're going to have to get a hosting company to host it. And so you want to know what is the right hosting company to host my site. If you don't have a domain name, I do encourage you to get a domain name, because that domain name is literally your online address. And really, your blog is also going to be your website. So in the process of you saying, I need to get this blog, you also have to think about what are all of the uses that I want to do with this blog, because all of that comes into play. You have to decide whether or not I'm going to design my blog or I'm going to get someone else. If you get someone else to design your blog, that's another added cost feature. So you want to factor all of this in. If you are not that savvy technically, I do not recommend that you design your own blog. I do recommend that you factor in the extra cost that will be involved in order for you to do your blog. If you have a question, all you have to do is press 1. I will see your hand raised, and I will open up your mic for your question to be asked. The other thing about blogging that I as we're going through this whole checklist, is you always do a rough design of your site to get a feel for what you want your site to look like, to get a feel for how what you want said on your site. You always want to know, okay, you need to know, you know, like, okay, what is this site going to be about? Who am I target audience? Who am I trying to hit? All of these things are going to come into play. This is going to be a part of you making a checklist. You got to finalize your design, and you have to determine when's going to be your launch date, because you want to just get it out there. Don't ponder over that a whole lot. Don't sit there and say, oh, what day am I going to launch? What day am I going to launch? Come up with a date and then start working towards it. Don't be afraid. The majority of people are already blogging, but we call it journaling. So there are things that you are writing. A lot of you all, you're putting stuff out on social media. You're putting stuff out on Facebook. This, and you're writing it. This is blogging. But the only thing about Facebook, if Facebook snatches you off, you've lost everything. It's not yours. It's theirs. You don't own it. They own it. They own the rights to everything that you put out there. However, when you have a self-hosted blog, you own everything. Even with WordPress.com, and there is a difference, WordPress.com is the free blogging platform. However, there are limitations to WordPress.com from WordPress.org. And I'm telling you, it took me a while to get that. I didn't realize that there were two different platforms, but there are. And you can always at WordPress.com decide that they'll be your hosting company as well. Or you can go with a self-hosted company, an outside company like a Bluehost, a GoDaddy, a company like that. But I do advise you, you have to have your work somewhere other than social media, because you don't really own it and you don't have access to it. And one thing I always tell people, whatever you put on social media, you need to make sure that you have a copy of it. Whatever you write, make sure that you have a copy of it. Because if it's gone, it's gone. And if they pull you off, you've lost all of that material. All of that is just literally gone. So just be careful. You got to know who am I planning to reach? Who's going to be my audience? How am I going to reach them? What am I going to do? Am I saying what they want to hear? You have to do your due diligence even before you start your blog. Research, research, research. Research and find out. I'll do a comparison analysis to find out somebody who may be writing some of the same things that you're writing. So these are the things that you have to do. You have to decide, okay, exactly what am I going to do? How am I going to get my blog out there? How am I going to get the message out there? And as I said, that's why you have to integrate social media. You have to come up with a social media planning schedule that coincides with your blog. So all of these components going to come into play. So you need to come up with a blog and an editorial calendar. And we talk more about that in our training about how to develop a blog editorial calendar and helping you with that. Look at yourself as a newspaper and how they do things. You know, when they're putting stories out there, you have to look at yourself and say, well, okay, this is what I'm going to do. The other thing that you always have to ask yourself, frequency. How often am I going to blog? Now, in order to create a following, you're going to have to blog more than just every so often. If you just blog like every so often, no one's going to follow you because you're not consistent. Your consistency is what's going to create your audience. So you want to make sure that you're consistent. You want to make sure that you blog at least once a week, with the goal of trying to blog at least 3 to 7 times a week. Once a week is fine, but you have to. Then what you need to do is you need to keep promoting that blog throughout the week. You'll be surprised how easily things begin to come to you, and it'll be easy for you to write them. But making a checklist and develop your editorial calendar, it's going to make it your blog editorial calendar, it's going to make it a lot easier for you. Blogging is a rewarding experience, and it really is, because you're basically publishing the message that you want to get out there. And in many instances, I talk to people with businesses, I talk to people who have emerging ministries or even churches. And individuals, those that may have written a book, great way to get your book publicized is using a blog. It is a great mechanism in order for you to generate the type of response that you want, you know, from your audience. Is that, you know, you got a book, hey, start a blog. Start a blog, and basically people say, well, what's the content? Your book. You can go through, look at your book. You can write about different things on your book. You can write about people who may have used your book. People just, you know, it's like content is king. So you want to make sure that your content is good. And if you have a book, then you already have that content. You're already ahead of the game. You're already ahead of the game. You have to decide whether or not you're going to be the one who do all the writing. Excuse me, or rather not you're going to have guest writers, or rather not you also going to use the content of others. All of these things you must look at, you must decide, and you must say, okay, this is my blog. Am I going to be the only one writing there, or am I also going to allow guest writers to write something? And that's a way that if you feel as though that you just don't have enough time to blog, that you can elicit the services of others And I'm telling you, it will make a it does make a difference. If you feel as though I just don't have time to blog, but you'll still be able to get your information out there. Can I tell you this? And you know what? This is one of my major pet peeves. Do not plagiarize. Can I say that again? Do not plagiarize. And I'm going to say it three times because I want to reinforce it. Do not plagiarize. If you use anyone else's material on your blog, you always give attribution. If you use anyone else's material anywhere and you didn't write it, give attribution. In essence, you have stolen their intellectual property and you are claiming it as your own. It becomes an integrity issue. Sometimes people may never approach you with it. However, I want you to understand plagiarism is serious. It's an integrity issue. If no one approaches you with it, God sees you. So always give attribution. And more people are cracking down because people have been stealing people's content. So I don't want you to get caught up in that fray. If you use anything of anybody else, give the attribution to let people know that is where you got the information from. And that's okay. Because people also want to know that you are supporting others just like others are supporting you. So it's okay to use other people's information on your blog, long as you give that attribution. And if you use it on any social media platform, if you use it anywhere, always give attribution. You don't want anything to come back to bite you. You're in the process of building your blog. You're in the process of putting your best foot forward. And I'm telling you, it has been rewarding for me once I got over the fear of blogging. And then I was thinking, why'd I have that fear anyway? I was writing and I was sending an e-blast out all the time. And that's another thing, is that your blog, there are going to be many uses for your blog in order for you to promote yourself, in order for you to get people there. Because one of the things about your blog is going to help you build a subscriber list, and that's a whole nother conversation talking about building your subscriber list that we go over in our series of branding and marketing on Less Than a Shoestring Budget. We talk about all of these different things about how to get yourself out there and position yourself. But I don't want you to be afraid of blogging. And one way to start blogging is to start with journaling. And if you journal, you're blogging. And so it's a matter of getting yourself, you know, up there and getting yourself out there. And that was why the Lord had given me this about journaling your way to blogging, because I know many want to blog. They want to know how to do it, how to get started, how to set it up. What do I need to do? How to get people to come to my blog. What is SEO? All of these different components that you're really going to need to know. A little bit of coding, so that if you need to just make some changes, you don't have to pay somebody. Rather or not, you're going to decide, I'm going to design this myself. I'm going to have someone else design it. Who's going to come to my blog? All of these different things we're going to address in Blog Right, Journaling Your Way to Blogging. And you can go to our website to get more information. Make sure you're on the list when we're sending that information out. The other thing about blogging is this. You know, it's really going to be up to you, and you have to say, I'm going to be committed to blogging every single day. I'm going to be committed. I'm going to do it. I want to make sure that in the process of me doing this blogging, I'm going to make it happen. Do not be afraid to blog. The Bible has told us to publish it. It told us to have a pen of a ready writer. One of the scriptures that I had was out of Jeremiah, I believe it was the 31st chapter, where it would say, write the words in a book. And these are gifts. I always advise people, when you set goals, always attach scriptures to them, because it's going to help you go to that next level. And that's what it's all about. It's going to help you, because what blogging does, your journaling evolves into a blog, and your blog evolves into a book. And so you say, I've always wanted to write a book. Boom, there it is. The book is done. So I do hope that this helped you. We didn't have a lot of time to go into all of it, but I wanted to make sure you understood about in the process of journaling We didn't have any questions, but make sure that you follow us. You follow us on all the social media platforms, because we want to make sure that you get this information. We want to make sure that you are able to do what God has called for you to do, and to do it efficiently and effectively. But one of the things that we do is we help you to do it cost efficiently. And that's what Branding and Marketing on Less Than a Shoestring Budget, that's that whole series that we will be announcing soon as well. And we want to make sure that you're a part of it. So I do hope that you've enjoyed this portion of Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We are looking forward to hear you from next week, and you can download this so you can listen to it again. And as I said, we are looking to do great things in order to help you do great things, so you can become everything God envisioned, so you can experience what He saw: spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. And please join me again next week. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessing, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.